You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. It's been just about 9 months since the Montecito debris flow killed 23 people and destroyed homes, bridges, and roadways. Now that the immediate pain of the disaster has abated a bit, but before too much time passes that people start forgetting, a whole group of researchers at UC Santa Barbara are studying the disaster in a coordinated effort.
This is a big collaboration between geologists and sociologists and social psychologists and political scientists, so folks who study both the natural system and the humans in the system, to understand the causes and the consequences of the debris flow.
Sarah Anderson is an associate professor of environmental politics at UCSB's Bren School of Environmental Science and Management. She and her colleagues are sending out a survey to Montecito residents.
We will be asking residents a whole battery of questions, from things about themselves so we can get a sense of the population, to questions about disaster preparedness, questions about what happened to them during the disaster, questions about the evacuations for the disaster, and questions about kind of their attitudes and experiences.
One of the things researchers want to know the most is what people did during the evacuations and why or why not.
We're interested in understanding Montecito residents' experience because we think it has lessons for other communities that might be at similar risk. And we want to be able to think about how do we help other communities be prepared also.
All residents in the Montecito zip code can expect to receive a postcard in the mail inviting them to take the survey online. The researchers will follow this up by sending a paper version of the survey to all addresses. Anderson says they hope as many people will participate as possible, and they hope many will agree to be interviewed in depth. The first results of the studies are expected in early 2019. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.